I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Algeria seems to be on a campaign to systematically close down churches. However, it's flying under the radar because the closures are coming under a technicality. See, churches have to have a license specifically granted to use a building for non-Muslim religious worship. And a commission exists to grant those. However, Middle East Concerns' Daniel Hoffman says
they have never, ever issued a single permit.
Which means that when the health and safety inspectors come by and ask to see the license,
and none of the churches could show this, of course,
resulting in a closure order. So far, that's 8 churches closed since this wave began. The most important thing we can do right now is to pray.
They're going through a difficult time at the moment, and they would appreciate our prayers for wisdom for the church leadership to know how to respond to the pressure from the authorities.
And there are more deaf people in Africa than you may realize. In Nigeria alone, the 1.8 million strong deaf population is larger than Phoenix, Arizona, the 5th largest city in the United States. However, not one deaf person in Africa has access to a full sign language Bible. Deaf Bible Society supports sign language Bible translation across Africa, and completed scripture portions are distributed on micro SD cards. Speaking through an interpreter, Jessica Oldfather with Deaf Bible Society shares one deaf man's story.
He had a device and had an SD card. And so there were several of them on this tiny device watching the scriptures, and they were all just so encouraged, and they were in tears because they were able to completely understand the scriptures.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The deaf are one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. This month, Deaf Bible Society offers a special guide to advocate bringing the gospel to the deaf in their unique sign languages, and they're inviting you to make an eternal difference. Look for the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.